الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على النبي محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين والله أسأل أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه. كنا في الحصة الماضية ذكرنا أنه لا يجوز نسبة مكان واحد إلى الله تعالى، أي نسبة لا يجوز أن يقال إن الله تعالى حال في مكان واحد ولا في كل الأماكن. In the past session, we mentioned that it is not permissible to say that Allah تبارك وتعالى dwells nor in one place nor in all the places, neither in one place nor in all the places. وما روي وقلنا إن الذي إن قوله تبارك وتعالى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى، الدنو فيه راجع إلى جبريل عليه السلام. We also mentioned that what is mentioned in the verse that ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى, which is mentioned in Surah An-Najm and means that then he got closer to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until he became within a distance of 2 cubits within him. This refers to Jibreel alayhi salam. كما قال ذلك نبي الله عليه الصلاة والسلام, as the Prophet himself said that فيما رواه الإمام مسلم عنه, as it is narrated by Muslim in his book الصحيح from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما رواية ودنا الجبار رب العزة فتدلى فكان منه قاب قوسين أو أدنى, فهذه الرواية مطعون فيها عند الحفاظ. ما روي من نسبة هذا الدنو إلى الله تعالى هو رواية مطعون فيها عند الحفاظ. As what is narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, that is that Allah got closer to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, etc. This narration is not a confirmed narration. هذه الرواية طعن فيها الحافظ عبد الحق الإشبيلي. الحافظ, the expert of hadith, عبد الحق الإشبيلي mentioned that this is not a confirmed narration. والحافظ ابن حجر أيضا بل قال في فتح الباري إن فيها أكثر من 10 أخطاء. Not just that, but also الحافظ ابن حجر, he mentioned in his book فتح الباري, the explanation of البخاري, that in this narration there are more than 10 different mistakes in this one narration. لأن هذه الرواية رويت من طريق شريك بن عبد الله, because this narration was narrated from the route of a narrator called Shariq, the son of Abdullah, ولم يكن ضابطا. And he didn't have the capacity of recalling properly what he heard, what he acquired. So if he heard a hadith from someone when transmitting it from that person, narrating it from that person, he doesn't recall properly many times. He doesn't recall properly what he heard from that person. فلذلك كان في روايته أخطاء اختلاف كثير عن رواية الجماعة. This is why in his narration there are many mistakes not like the narration of most who narrated this hadith. إذن خلوني ألخص ما قلت. هذه الرواية التي رويت من طريق شريك, يوجد حديث مروي بهذه الرواية ليس فيه هذه الألفاظ التي ذكرها شريك. فهذه ذكر هذه الألفاظ من شريك خطأ, كما بين ذلك عدد من الحفاظ, فلا يعتمد عليها. Let me summarize what I said. There is a hadith narrated from different narrators, the same hadith. Different narrators narrated it. One narration is from the route of Shariq, the son of Abdullah. This narration has these statements that differ from the statements of the other narrators. This narration from the route of Shariq is not reliable because he was not a strong narrator. And several experts of hadith mentioned and made it clear that this narration is not reliable. فَلَا يُعْتَمَدُ عَلَيْهَا فِي الْعَقِيدَةِ. So it is not reliable in the area of the creed. One cannot use it as a proof in the area of the creed. واضح? Is it clear? I'm just mentioning this if maybe a person might come up telling you, well, how do you say that? And it is this and this is narrated from the Prophet. So you know that it's not a reliable narration. Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar said in his explanation of Al-Bukhari that it contains not one mistake, more than 10 mistakes. More than 10 mistakes. He said that some scholars of hadith mentioned 10 mistakes in this narration. He said there are more. And he cited a part of them or all of them. I don't remember now. وَأَمَّا مَا فِي صَحِيحِ مُسْلِمِ مِنْ أَنَّ رَجُلًا جَاءَ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ فسأله عن جارية له. أمر متعلق بجارية له عنده. قال قلت يا رسول الله أفلا أعتقها؟ بعدما حكى للنبي ما حصل مع هذه الجارية. هذه الجارية أما مملوكة عنده, كانت ترعى غنمه, ثم الذئب أكل غنمة منها, فلما أخبرته غضب فضربها على وجهها صفعها, ثم ندم قال أنا كيف أفعلت؟ فجاء فأخبر النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وقال أنا أريد أن أعتقها لأنني فعلت هذا معها. فقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ائتني بها. فأتاه بها فقال أين الله؟ قالت في السماء. قال من أنا؟ قالت رسول الله. قال أعتقها فإنها مؤمنة. هذا الحديث لا ليس حجة. بعض الناس يتمسك به حتى يقول إن الله تعالى قاعد فوق, لكن هذا الحديث لا يحتج به. الآن نبين إن شاء الله. There is another hadith which some people mention to claim that Allah is somewhere above, or they say in the sky. It is known by the hadith of the slave woman, hadith al-Jariyah. In this hadith, it is mentioned that a man had a slave woman. She was taking care of his sheep. One day the wolf came and ate one sheep. She was grazing the sheep, and a wolf ate one of them. When she came back, she told her owner, her master, and he was angry. So he hit her on her face. He slapped her. And he repented after that. How did I do that? Why did I hit her? So he went to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and told him about what happened and said, I want to set her free because I did this to her. I want to set her free. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told him, bring her to me. He brought her to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. He asked her, أين الله? A question that some people might translate by saying, where is Allah? She answered, في السماء, an answer that some people might translate to say, in the sky. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told him, she is a believer, so set her free. This narration is not reliable. Some people rely on this narration to claim that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is in the sky. The Wahhabis, they mention this hadith a lot. And this narration is not reliable. أولاً هذه الرواية هذا الحديث ليس مشهوراً ولا متواتراً بل هو حديث أحد. First of all, this hadith is not categorized as مشهور, which is famous. You know, there are levels of hadith. One level is a famous hadith. So it is not categorized to be mashhur, famous, nor mutawatir, of course. So it is a hadith narrated through a single route, one or two routes only. والحديث الذي يكون حديث أحد أكثر العلماء لا يحتجون به في العقائد. أكثر العلماء القدامى لا يحتجون به في العقائد. And when a hadith is narrated through such a way, most of the previous scholars did not accept to take such a hadith as a proof in the matters of belief. لأن هذا الحديث لا يفيد القطع. Because such a hadith does not indicate certitude. لأن الراوي الواحد أو الراويان احتمال الخطأ قد يخطئان, because one narrator, one narrating something, or even two, they might commit a mistake while narrating a narration. قد يخطئ الراوي في تذكر الشيخ الذي روى عنه. He might commit a mistake from who did he hear this hadith. أو يخطئ في شيخ شيخه أو في شيخ شيخ شيخه. Or he might remember wrong the sheikh of his sheikh, or the sheikh of the sheikh of his sheikh. أو يخطئ في اللفظ, لفظ الحديث. Or he might commit a mistake pertaining the text itself, how it was said. فيأتي بلفظة بدل لفظة. He might say one statement instead of another. من غير أن يعرف, without him knowing. وقد يكذب, and he might lie. لأننا لا نعرف الغيب, because we do not know the unforeseen. هذا الراوي بحسب الظاهر صادق ضابط. This narrator, apparently he is truthful. But really, he might not be truthful. في أمور الأحكام, لو كان حديث أحد يعمل به. In what pertains to the branches of the religion, of the rules, even if it is narrated from the route of one person, and this person apparently is trustworthy, and he recalls what he learned, then the hadith narrated from his route is taken as a proof. كما يفعل القاضي بالشهود, just as the judge acts with the witnesses. إذا شهد شاهدان عنده على أمور كثيرة يحكم بشهادتهما. If two witnesses witness for something before him and they are trustworthy, he would pass the judgment in many times relying on their testimony. أما لكن عقلا يجوز أن يكونا قد كذبا. Now, if mentally, if you think, is there a mental possibility that they agreed together on a lie? Yes, there is. Is there a mental possibility that they committed a mistake? Yes, there is. Is there a mental possibility that they heard wrong? Yes, there is. But still, the judge passes the ruling according to their testimony. وهكذا أمرنا بالنسبة لفروع الشريعة. And this is what we were ordered to follow according to the branches of the religion. إذا بلغنا الحديث من طريق الضابط الثقة, لو كان واحدا وكان ثابتا نأخذ به. If the hadith reaches us from the route of a trustworthy person who recalls what he learned, we go according to this hadith. We apply this hadith. ولو كان هناك ولو كان احتمال الخطأ والكذب موجودا. Although the mental possibility of committing a mistake or lying exists, لكن في العقيدة قالوا ليس كذلك. But in the area of the creed, not in the branches, they said this is not the case. لأن العقيدة لا تبنى إلا على اليقين. Because the creed is not established except upon something which is confirmed without a doubt. فلم يقبلوا في أمور العقيدة حديث الأحد. This is why they did not accept in the area of the creed to rely on a hadith narrated from the route, from a single route or two routes. وعلى هذا كان الإمام أبو حنيفة. This is what الإمام أبو حنيفة followed, وأتباعه and his followers. لذلك لم يحتج في العقيدة في رسائله إلا بالأحاديث المشهورة والمتواترة. This is why he did not take as proofs in his works that he authored except the hadith that reached the level of being famous or more than that, متواتر. فعند هؤلاء العلماء من الأول يقولون هذا لا يحتج به في العقيدة لأنه حديث أحد من غير نظر هل هو ثابت أو لا. So according to these scholars, without checking is the chain of narrators considered technically a correct chain or not, without going into all of this, these scholars say such hadith cannot be taken as a proof in the matters of the creed, period. So we don't need even to check the situation of this hadith because it is not famous and it's not mutawatir. واضح? Is it clear? وقسم من علماء أهل السنة قالوا إذا كان الحديث صحيحا بلا علة بالاتفاق يؤخذ به في أمر العقيدة. A part of أهل السنة, among the scholars of أهل السنة, said we do not rely on a hadith in the matters of the creed except if this hadith is sahih without any difference in opinions about it and without any defect in it. Otherwise, we do not rely on such hadith. هؤلاء العلماء الذين قالوا ذلك أيضا يقولون هذه الرواية ليست حجة. Likewise, those scholars who said that, also they say this narration of the hadith is not a reliable narration. يقولون لأن هذا الحديث روي بأكثر من لفظ. They say because this hadith was narrated with different narrations and with different terminology. وهي حادثة واحدة, and it is one incident. فالذي حصل فيها وقيل فيها لابد أن يكون واحدا. So what happened and was said in this incident has to be like one thing, one narration. قالوا فإذا اختلفت الروايات. Now if you have different narrations with different terminology ولم يمكن الجمع بينها, and we cannot interpret these different narrations in a way to reconcile between all of them so they all would give one meaning. If this is not the case, and قالوا وكانت كل الروايات متساوية في القوة, and all the narrations were equal in their strength, إذن هذا الحديث لا يكون ضبطا. Then this hadith was not was not reported in an accurate way. You have different narrations, they have the same strength, and each one says something different than the other in a way that you cannot reconcile all of them to have the same meaning. Then it means this hadith was not reported accurately. هذا يسمونه عند ذلك حديثا مضطربا. This hadith is called in this case a a disordered hadith, if you want. وهو معدود من الأحاديث الضعيفة, and it is counted among the weak hadith. إلى هنا واضح؟ Up till here, is it clear? طيب. أما إذا كان مروي بعدة روايات وبعضها قوي وبعضها ضعيف, بعضها أقوى من بعض, ولا يمكن التوفيق بينها, فالقوي هو المعتمد, الأقوى هو المعتمد, والضعيف هو الذي لا يعتمد. Now if their strengths were not equal and one narration had more strength for one reason or another, then this narrate, and you cannot reconcile all the narrations and interpret them in a way that they all would have the same meaning. In this case, the narration that has the most strength is the stronger narration, is the reliable one, and the others are not reliable. واضح? Is it clear? Okay, this is the rule. هذه القاعدة. إذا أردنا أن نطبق هذه القاعدة على حديث الجارية. Now let's try to apply this rule to this hadith. أولا, بعض المحدثين حكم على هذا الحديث بأنه مضطرب. First of all, some scholars of hadith said that this hadith is مضطرب, disordered, which means يعني هو ضعيف, which means it's weak. So it cannot be taken as a proof in the area of العقيدة, of the creed. فلا يحتج به في العقيدة. من هؤلاء ابن جماعة, among those is ابن جماعة, وإليه يشير كلام الحافظ البيهقي. And what الحافظ البيهقي mentioned about this hadith gives this meaning. فإذن إذا واحد قال أورد هذا الحديث حتى يزعم أن الله موجود في السماء, ماذا نقول له؟ هذا الحديث ضعيف, الحفاظ قالوا ضعيف, فلا يحتج به. كل بساطة. So if someone comes up with this hadith trying to take it as a proof and to say that Allah inhabits the sky, what do we tell him? This is a ضعيف, a weak hadith. So it cannot be taken as a proof. Just as simple as this. واضح؟ Is it clear? طيب كيف يقول هو؟ Let me first draw your attention to something. This hadith, because it is not like some other hadith, because its weakness is not as apparent as other hadith, this is why the Wahhabis, they adhere to it and they mention it. Because it is not easy to anyone to understand the issues in this hadith. So if I'm talking a lot about it, it's because of this. I want you to be very clear about it. Then you choose what to say. That's a proper thing to say. Of course, you don't mention all this class when you talk with someone. You choose what to say. But I want you to be very clear on it. Allah yubarik fikum. طيب. في هذه الحال, إذا قال كيف تقول ضعيف هذا الحديث في صحيح مسلم؟ In this case, if this person says, how do you say it's weak? This hadith is in Sahih Muslim. It is narrated in Sahih Muslim. ماذا يقال? What does one answer? يقال وإن كان في صحيح مسلم بعض الأحاديث التي في صحيح مسلم الحفاظ حكموا عليها بالضعف. One would say, even if it is narrated by Muslim, some narrations that exist in Sahih Muslim, the scholars of hadith mentioned that it is weak. ضعيفة. الأئمة الأربعة اعتبروا أحاديث في البخاري ومسلم ضعيفة. The four imams, not one of them, the four, each one of them considered one or more among the hadith narrated by al-Bukhari or Muslim to be weak. The four imams. وَالْبُخَارِي نَفْسُهُ لَمْ يَرْضَى أَنْ يُخَرِّجْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ فِي صَحِيحِهِ. Al-Bukhari himself did not accept to put this hadith in his book al-Sahih. Why? لأنه معتبره موافقا لشرطه. Because he did not consider this hadith at the level of being judged as sahih according to his conditions. نقول له في صحيح مسلم حديث أن والد النبي يعذب في النار. We tell him in صحيح مسلم there is a hadith mentioning that the father of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is tortured in hellfire. مع أن والدي النبي من أهل الفتوى. Although the parents of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام are amongst the people who did not receive the call of Islam. They did not hear it from anyone. So they are not tortured. إذن لا يعذبان. ولذلك الحافظ السيوطي عمل تأليفا لا أكثر من تأليف في ضعف هذا الحديث. الحافظ السيوطي authored more than one book, I think three, to make it clear, to clarify that this hadith narrated by Muslim is a weak one. مثلا في صحيح مسلم حديث أن كل مسلم يكون مكانه إنسان كافر يعذب مكانه في نار جهنم. كل مسلم عليه عذاب يعذب بدله إنسان كافر في نار جهنم. For example, in صحيح مسلم there is another hadith that mentions that for every Muslim who deserves to be tortured in hellfire, there is a blasphemer that would be tortured instead of him. وهذا الأمر غير صحيح. هذا مخالف للأصول. And this issue is not correct. This does not comply with Al-Quran nor with other hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. فماذا يقال في هذا؟ What would one say about such hadith? يقال غير صحيح. One would say it's not صحيح. مع أن مسلما رواه. Although Muslim narrated it. الإمام الشافعي ضعف في مسلم حديثا. والإمام مالك ضعف حديثا رواه مسلم بعد ذلك. والإمام أبو حنيفة أيضا والإمام أحمد. الإمام الشافعي judged a hadith to be weak, a narration to be weak, and Muslim narrated it. الإمام أبو حنيفة judged a hadith to be weak and Muslim narrated it. الإمام مالك judged a hadith to be weak and Muslim narrated it. Likewise, Al-Imam Ahmad judged a hadith to be weak and Muslim narrated it. So, when we say it is narrated by Muslim, it does not mean that each and every hadith narrated by Muslim, no one among the scholars of hadith said about it that it is weak. It's not the case. It means most of the hadith that Muslim narrated are sahih. And some of them are not. This is one of them. As it is mentioned by other scholars of hadith. Not as I mention, or you mention, as the scholars of hadith mention. واضح? Is it clear? إلى هنا. A brother wrote for me that Asyuti authored six books about that the parents of the Prophet are safe in the hereafter, they are not going to be tortured. I don't know that, so this is what he's saying. I know that he authored more than one. I remember three. If there is more, then maybe. This is what the brother is saying. I don't know who's this, so I just got a paper. Okay, it's my son. So you ask him. He's a tzaddal. Can you repeat, please? Some of the imams, yes. Not just Muslim, and also some hadith in Al-Bukhari also. Each of the four? For Al-Bukhari, let me think. I remember now at least two of them. I don't know if the other two. Now I cannot remember. But at least some of them they did. Wafiq. ما رأيت هذا في مقدمة مسلم. تفضل. أبوه وأمه. صح. ما هذا هناك قول أن أمه آمنت. هذا الذي ذكرته أنا أحد الأقوال وهناك أقوال أخرى. What I mentioned is one saying. There are other sayings. Some say that the mother of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was a pious believer. Some said other things. What I mentioned is one of the sayings. طيب. Okay. إلى هنا واضح. Up till here. Is it clear? فقط للتذكير حتى تحفظوا. So you remember something easy. الدارقطني ألف كتابا في الاعتراض على بعض أحاديث البخاري ومسلم. الحافظ الدارقطني authored a book in which he criticizes some of the hadith of al-Bukhari and some of the hadith of Muslim. So, and it is printed. It is there in the market. So it's easy to mention this issue. الإلزامات اسمه الإلزامات والتتبع. His name is Al-Ilzamat wa Tatabu. طيب. طيب. It is clear. I will repeat it. It does not mean that the hadith of Al-Bukhari, what Al-Bukhari narrated, does not have any weight. It is clear. We are not saying that. When Al-Shafi'i judged a hadith, when we say Al-Shafi'i judged a hadith as weak and later Muslim narrated it, we don't mean that Muslim doesn't know this knowledge, or he is among the most knowledgeable people of this knowledge. Al-Bukhari also is among the most knowledgeable people of this knowledge, but they are not prophets. They commit mistakes. They are not prophets. If Umar committed a mistake, Al-Bukhari might commit a mistake. This is, they are not prophets. But most of what they narrated, most, يعني, I don't want to say 99%, I don't want to go into that. But most of what they narrated was correct, sahih, with no difference in opinions about it. And what they both narrated, this is sahih among the most strong hadith narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. طيب, let's continue. هلا من حيث الواقع بعض روايات هذا الحديث مختلفة. Now, as we said, actually, this hadith has different narrations. في رواية من هذه الروايات أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام سألها أتشهدين أن لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله؟ قالت نعم. In one narration, it says that the Prophet asked her, "Do you bear witness that there is no God but Allah and that I am the Prophet of Allah?" She said, "Yes." في رواية ثانية أنه قال لها من ربك؟ قالت الله. قال من أنا؟ قالت رسول الله. قال أعتقها فإنها مؤمنة. In another narration, it says that he asked her, "Who is your Lord?" She replied, "Allah." He said, "Who am I?" She replied, "The Prophet of Allah." So he told this man, "Set her free, she is a believer." So there are different narrations for this hadith. When you check these narrations, if one goes according to what the Wahhabis say, that this narration that they adhere to it, this one narration that they adhere to it, means that Allah exists in the sky, and that the Prophet asked her, "Where is Allah?" And she replied, "In the sky." If we go according to this, then we cannot, there is no way to reconcile these narrations together. إذا فسرت رواية رواية التي يتمسك بها الوهابية رواية مسلم بأن النبي سألها عن مكان الله فقالت هو في السماء أي موجود في السماء, عند ذلك لا يمكن التوفيق بين هذه الرواية وباقي الروايات, لأن هذه الرواية تعطي معنى أن الإنسان إذا قال الله في السماء يصير مسلما بذلك, وأما الروايات الأخرى تعطي غير هذا. Because this narration gives the meaning, if it is interpreted as they say, that if one says Allah is in the sky, this would be enough for him to become a Muslim. The other narrations do not give this meaning. So there is no way to reconcile these narrations. في هذه الحال ينظر هل بعضها أقوى من بعض كما قلنا. In this case, we check, is there a narration among them which is stronger than the others? وبسهولة يتبين أن رواية التشهدين أقوى من هذه الرواية. Easily, it is well clear that the narration in which it's the narration that says that the Prophet asked her, "Do you bear witness that there is no God but Allah and that I am the Prophet of Allah?" And she said, "Yes," is much stronger than the other narration. إِذَنْ يَكُونُ الْاِعْتِمَادُ عَلَيْهَا. Then this narration would be the reliable one and the other would not be reliable. لَا سِيَّمَا أَنَّ هَذِهِ الرِّوَايَةَ كَمَا يُفَسِّرُهَا الْوَهَّبِيَّةَ تُنَاقِضُ الْأُصُولِ. يعني شو لا سيما, especially that this narration as the Wahhabis interpret it contradicts the basics well established in the religion. لأنه في ديننا لا يصير الإنسان مسلما بقول الله في السماء, because in our religion it is well established that if one says Allah is in the sky, he is not judged to be a Muslim by that. هذا الشيء يقوله اليهودي والنصراني وفرعون قاله. This is something which is said by Jews, by Christians, even Pharaoh said such statement. فلا يحكم للشخص بالإسلام بهذا. So one wouldn't be judged as a Muslim by this. وهذا مما يدل على أن هذه الرواية ساقطة. And this shows that this narration is not a reliable narration. والمعتمد هو الرواية الموافقة للأصول. The reliable one is the narration which complies with the basics, with the rules, basic rules of the religion. أن الدخول في الإسلام يكون بالشهادتين. That embracing Islam would be by uttering the testification of faith. والنبي سألها أنت تشهدين بهذا؟ قالت نعم. And the Prophet asked her, do you bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is and I am his messenger? She said, yes, I do. واضح؟ Is it clear? إذن على حسب ما قالوا هذه الرواية يعني مردودة ساقطة لا تواجه الرواية تشهدين. So according to their misinterpretation, this narration cannot, يعني is not reliable, and the reliable narration is the other one. Do you bear witness, etc. هذه الرواية الأخرى رواها الإمام مالك وغيره. This other narration is narrated by الإمام مالك and others. إلى هنا واضح. Up till here, is it clear? إذن خلونا نعيد. Let us repeat. هذه الرواية رواية أحد عند كثير من العلماء لا يعتمد عليها في العقيدة. ومن المحدثين من قال هي مضطربة. والمضطرب هذا الحديث مضطرب والمضطرب ضعيف. ثم هذه الرواية تخالف الأصول، وما خالف الأصول يكون مردودا، الأصول الثابتة بالقطع ما خالفها يكون مردودا. ثم هذه الرواية تخالف الرواية التي هي أقوى منها إذا فسرت كما يفسرها الوهابية، بحيث لا يمكن الجمع بينهما، فتعتمد الرواية الأقوى وتطرح الرواية التي هي أضعف. So let us repeat, and you are not going to mention all these things when you talk about this issue. I repeat, then the person who's listening to you will be lost. If you mention one thing, but if a misguided person comes up with something, I'm talking so you would have the answer ready. طيب. This hadith is not famous and it is not mutawatir. So because of that, it cannot be taken as a proof in the area of the creed by many scholars. This is what they said. Secondly, this hadith is disordered, muttarib. So it is weak. Several scholars of hadith mentioned that. Third of all, this narration that the Wahhabis grab, this narration contradicts the basic rules which are confirmed by certainty, which cannot be wrong, cannot be otherwise, because they are mentioned by Al-Quran or Al-Tawatur, etc., or Al-Ijma'. So that's why it cannot be relied upon. Fourth of all, this narration, if it is misinterpreted, as the Wahhabis say, then it contradicts another narration which is stronger than it. So this narration wouldn't be reliable, and the reliable narration would be the stronger one. Okay? Up till here, is it clear? واضح شوية خانة. Wait. You're going ahead of us. We'll get there. Not just because of that. This is one reason. Also that the chain is stronger. Shavayit. طيب. على زعمك. طيب. على زعمك. على زعمي. أليس أنت تزعمت هذا؟ أليس أنت تزعم أنه قال لك على زعمكما؟ طيب لا ما تزعل. لا، ليس للطباب اللغوي. ما له معنى هنا إراد للطباب اللغوي؟ إيش معناه؟ إذن لا يكون مضطربا إذا كانت، إذا زعم أنها مختلفة. الذي يقول هي مختلفة في القوة، أين الاضطراب؟ إذن لا يكون مضطربا. هو يؤول يعني كلام الشيخ، شأنه يسأل عن هذا يوم القيامة. تفضل يا وليد، ليه بتفوت لنا هالأمور يا رائد؟ ليه بتدخل لنا هذه الأمور في الشابح كحبيبي؟ نحن همنا هلأ نشرح المسألة ونبينها كما هي، بتفوتني شمال ويمين، شو بدي بهالفوتات أنا كحبيبي؟ بعدين اللي على قليلي. تفضل. بلى، تجد فرصة، تجد ورقة على الأقل. تفضل وليد، كيف لا تجد فرصة؟ تفضل وليد. طول بالك عم تسبق، طول بالك مثل أخونا عم تسبق، طول بالك. طيب، ثم بعض العلماء قال هذا الحديث له تأويل صحيح. Some scholars now the fifth issue. Some scholars said this hadith can this narration هذه الرواية يمكن تأويلها تأويلا صحيحا. Some scholars said this narration can be interpreted in a proper way to give a proper meaning. قال العرب إذا سألوا أين لا يسألون دائما عن المكان بأين، بل يسألون بأين عن المكان وعن المكانة. They said the Arabs when they use the term أين, it's not always a question referring to the place. It can refer either to the place or to the status. يعني إذا قلت كما قال الشاعر أين الثريا وأين الثرى وأين معاوي وأين علي، أين معاوي يعني ما هي منزلة معاوية، وأين علي ما هي منزلة علي. As the poet said, أين الثريا وأين الثرى وأين معاوي وأين علي. At the last part of this verse of poetry, the poet says, أين معاوي. It does not mean where is معاوية. It means what is the status of معاوية. وأين علي and where, what is the status of علي. So he wasn't asking where is Muawiyah sitting and where is Ali sitting. It doesn't mean that. It means what is the status of Muawiyah, what is the status of Ali. And he expressed with the term Ain. So the term Ain is a question, is used to question the place, and it is used to ask about the status. قالوا, they said, الجارية قالت على حسب هذه الرواية في السماء. They said, this female slave answered according to this narration في السماء. قالوا, العرب تقول في السماء معناه عالي القدر جدا, أعلى من كل شيء قدر. They said, the Arabs say في السماء not to mean existing in the sky. They say في السماء to refer to the high status. كما قال الشاعر بلغنا السماء مجدنا وسناؤنا. As the poet said, بلغنا السماء مجدنا وسناؤنا. It does not mean we reached the sky and we are living there. He meant that we became in a very high status. قالوا إذن النبي على حسب هذه الرواية سألها ماذا تعتقدين في الله من الرتبة فأجابت أعلى من كل شيء قدرا فيتوافق هذا مع رواية من ربك قالت الله. They said according to this interpretation the Prophet would be asking her, what do you believe? What is your belief about the status of Allah? She would be answering, I believe that He has a status over everyone else. So this would be in compliance with the other narration, who is your Lord? She said, Allah. فيكون فلا يكون هناك اضطراب. عندئذن. So then there would be no disorder in this hadith. فيحكم عليه بالصحة. So it would be judged to be صحيح. وعدد من علماء أهل السنة هكذا فسروا هذا الحديث. Actually several among the scholars of أهل السنة, the previous ones, this is how they explained this hadith. When they were explaining this hadith, this is how they explained it. This is how they explained this narration, when they explained it. إذن على كل حال, anyway, أنت لا تحتاج أن تذكر كل هذا إذا طرح هذا الأمر. You don't need to mention all these things if this issue was brought up. لكن معرفة هذا في هذا الوقت مهمة. But knowing these issues nowadays is important. لأن المشبهة قد يريدون هذه الشبهة أو هذه لإضلال الناس. Because those who liken Allah to the creation, they might bring up this issue or that issue pertaining this hadith to draw the people away from the proper belief. فينبغي أن يكون الواحد منا مستعدا. So one of us needs to be ready. لإنقاذ غيره, to save others. إن لم يأخذ هو بكلامهم لإنقاذ الآخرين. If he doesn't take their, if he refrains from taking their claim, but others might not do that. واضح? Is it clear? ما شاء الله كم. أما السؤال عن بأين عن المكان ما له معنى. Asking about the place does not have a proper meaning. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يفعله. The Prophet wouldn't do it. أصلا كما ذكرنا كثير من غير المسلمين يعتقدون أن الله قاعد فوق. Anyway, as we mentioned, many different groups and people following different religions other than Muslims, they believe that Allah inhabits up the sky or the like. ثم فوق هذا كله إذا قال الوهابية نحن نأخذ بظاهر هذا الحديث نقضوا عقيدتهم. On top of all of that, if the Wahhabis say, we want to go according to the apparent meaning of this narration, then they would be contradicting their own belief. لأنهم يعتقدون أن الله فوق العرش وليس في السماء. Because they believe that Allah is established on العرش and not in the sky. والسماء تحت العرش تحت الجنة. And the seven skies are underneath العرش, underneath paradise even. فماذا يفعلون? So what do they do? إذا أولوا الحديث نقول لماذا تمنعوننا من التأويل? If they say, okay, we don't go according to the apparent meaning of this hadith, we tell them, why do you prevent us from doing that then? We do it because of a certain religious proof and a certain mental proof. And you do it just for out of your own, just for your mere opinions. So if you want to infer a meaning other than the apparent meaning to this hadith, why do you prevent us from doing that? وَهَذَا أَيْضًا مَا لَا جَوَابَ لَهُمْ عَلَيْهِ. This is also something that they cannot get away from it. They have no answer for that also. هَكَذَا شَأْنُ أَهْلِ الْبِدْعِ. هَكَذَا شَأْنُ الْبِدْعِي. لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَتَنَاقَضْ. أَنْ يَقَعَ فِي التَّنَاقَضْ. And this is the status, this is how the people of misguidance are. Each and every one of them will fall into contradiction. Their creed contains contradiction. And this is one example of that. وخلوا يا لحظة حاجة وابقوا على ذكر لقاعدتين شديدتين نفع. And always remember two rules that are very beneficial. علماء الحديث قالوا إذا خالف الحديث الدليل العقلي تبين بطلان الحديث بذلك. The scholars of hadith said, إذا خالفه بحيث يعني لا مجال لموافقته ولو بالتأويل تبين أن الحديث بذلك باطل موضوع. The scholars of hadith said, this is the first rule. The scholars of hadith said, if a hadith contradicts the definite judgment of the mind and there is no way to reconcile between the two, to interpret the hadith in a way that it agrees with this judgment, then this is a sign that this hadith is a fabricated hadith. This is the first rule. كثير من علماء الحديث ذكروا ذلك. A lot among the scholars of hadith mentioned that. منهم ابن الصلاح في مقدمته من أشهر كتب الحديث. Among those who mentioned that, this issue is mentioned in a book among the most famous books pertaining to this knowledge, which is Muqaddimat ibn al-Salah. Among many other. القاعدة الثانية إذا خالف الحديث الأصول المقررة بالقطع في الشريعة كما إذا خالف آية من القرآن أو حديثا متواترا بحيث لا مجال للتوفيق بينهما بالتأويل يقطع ببطلان هذا الحديث أيضا. The second rule, there are rules in the religion known to be a part of the religion by definite proofs. Like an explicit verse of Al-Quran. Like a hadith which is narrated by At-Tawatur. Many people narrated it from the Prophet, and from them a lot of people, so on. If a hadith contradicts these rules established by definite proofs in the religion, that cannot be otherwise, these rules that are definite in the religion, they cannot be otherwise. If a hadith contradicts any of these rules in a way that you cannot reconcile between the two by inferring, by at-ta'wil, inferring a meaning other than the apparent meaning, in this case, this hadith is judged to be not reliable, not sahih, wrong. فَتَذَكَّرُوا هَاتَيْنِ الْقَاعِدَتَيْنِ. So always be aware of these two rules. فَائِدَتُهُمَا كَبِيرَ جِدًّا. The benefit is very big. The benefits of these two rules are very big. Allah yubarikum fikum. نقف هنا. Let us stop here for now. والله أعلم. Allah knows best. Ibn Salah. لا أذكر لكن السيوطي ذكرها وغيره. ابن الصلاح لا أذكر. تفضل حاج. طيب النووي تريد أن أمزح معك أو أن أجيبك؟ إذا أردت أن أمزح أقول نذهب إلى قبره نسأله نرى إن كان يرد. هو كان يعتقد صحته على التأويل. تفضل. خلونا نسمع يا أخوان. أول سؤال ما سمعته. نعم في الموطأ. هذه رواية من موجودة في الموطأ. وفيك okay, among those who mentioned that this hadith means that the Prophet asked her about the status, what does she believe about the status of Allah, and she answered what means that he has a status above all the status of others. Among those who mentioned this interpretation is Ibn Furak and An-Nawawi, among others also. And Nawawi in his explanation of Sahih Muslim mentioned it. طيب تفضل. يا أحمد تفضل. لا لكن لكن الله يعني هن يريدوننا أن نكون بلا عقل. نحن لا نقدم العقل على النقل، لكن نقول مما يدل على عدم صحة النقل مخالفته لصحيح الحكم العقلي، الحكم العقلي، لأن النقل، لأن الله أخبرنا في القرآن أن حكم العقل معتبر فإذا ألغيناه نكون رددنا نصا قرآنيا. ما بس هيك، إن لم نعتبر حكم العقل نقع في الدور، نقع بشيء خطير جدا إن لم نعتبر حكم العقل. بإيش عرفنا حقية الإسلام؟ إن لم يكن للعقل اعتبار إذن لا يوجد دليل يدل على حقية الإسلام. هكذا بالعقل يستدل أحيانا على عدم صحة نقل ما. وفيك some ignorant people, some no not just ignorant, some people with bad not just bad creed. شو بيكون خبيث؟ mean people, some mean people might address you by saying, if you say that if a hadith innovation contradicts the judgment of the mind with and there is no way to reconcile, etc., then this narration would be wrong. If you say that, then you are giving precedence for your mind. Your mind, this is how they would say it, for your mind over the rules of the religion. And the answer is definitely no. Definitely no. But this issue, it is established in the rules of the religion that this is a way to discriminate between innovation which is correct and innovation which is wrong. So we are using not just our minds, we are using the judgment of the mind, of their mind, not just our minds, the judgment of the mind to determine that such narration is wrong, and the Prophet did not say it. So no, we are not giving precedence for my mind or your mind over what the Prophet is saying. We are using the judgment of the mind to determine what the Prophet did not say, so it wouldn't be mixed with what the Prophet really said. And on top of that, Allah told us in Al-Quran, the Prophet told us in the Hadith, that the judgment of the mind has a status. It is reliable. So if we eliminate this issue and we don't want to give it any weight, then we would be, in this case, rejecting a rule mentioned in Al-Quran and by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Not just that, this would lead to a very dangerous area, because how do we establish that Islam is correct? How do you establish that Al-Quran is truthful? You cannot establish that by saying in Al-Quran it says that, it is mentioned that Al-Quran is truthful. You cannot establish that by saying the Prophet said that Al-Quran is truthful. To establish that, you need to rely on the judgment of the mind. If the judgment of the mind is not reliable, then we cannot establish this issue. Then we cannot establish the truthfulness of Islam. This is where the statements of these people who liken Allah to the creation lead. This is one issue. The other issue, they want us to be without minds. So we follow whatever they say, like like sheep taken to be slaughtered. This is ma. Barakallahu feekum. Faddal khayr Salah al-Din. Bala. ابن تيمية جمع من هذا وهذا وهذا وهذا. ابن تيمية gathered his ill sayings from different sources, from the philosophers, from the Jahmiyyah, from others, from here and here, from those who likened Allah to the creation, from different people. Bala. بلى من أفراخهم من أتباعهم. بارك الله فيكم. نهلل. لا إله إلا الله.